This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president announced that a long-anticipated counteroffensive is, in fact, taking place there. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made the claims at a joint news conference in Kyiv, alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Zelensky's comments were in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's comment a day earlier that Ukraine's counteroffensive had started and that Ukrainian forces were taking significant losses. Zelensky also told reporters that he was in touch with many commanders on the ground. "Everyone is positive," he claimed, adding, "Pass this on to Putin." I'm Karen Chamas.
At that same news conference alongside Zelensky, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the collapse of the dam in Ukraine is a direct consequence of Russia's attack.
"To help with the response today, I'm announcing $10 million in new funding and will be redirecting $37.5 million of Canada's currently allocated humanitarian assistance for Ukraine to respond to this flood."
The Kurdish-led authority in northeast Syria says that hundreds of fighters with the Islamic State group held in prisons around the region will be put on trial after their home countries refused to repatriate them. Saturday's statement came from the Autonomous Administration of North and East Syria and called on the United Nations, international rights groups, and local organizations to help facilitate the trials. It did not say when or where those trials will be held. The U.S.-backed and Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, is holding over 10,000 captured IS fighters in around two dozen detention facilities, including 2,000 foreigners whose home countries have refused to repatriate them. For VOAnews.com, this is VOA News. Pope Francis, wisely following doctor's advice, will skip or is skipping Sunday's customary public blessing to allow himself to better heal after abdominal surgery earlier in the week. Blood and imaging tests indicate that the 86-year-old Pope's recovery is proceeding in an absolutely normal manner, according to Sergio Alfieri, who operated on the Pope during the three-hour-long operation Wednesday. Using general anesthesia, doctors removed an increasingly painful scarring that resulted from previous abdominal surgeries, as well as paired or repaired a hernia in the abdominal wall with the insertion of a prosthetic support, netting, or mesh. Former U.S. President Donald Trump Saturday used campaign stops in the states of Georgia and North Carolina to characterize the 37-count federal indictment filed against him Friday as baseless and insisted he did nothing wrong. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Trump's remarks to North Carolina Republicans echoed those he made earlier Saturday at the Georgia Republican State Convention. In North Carolina, Trump continued the theme that the charges against him are politically motivated.
"The baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. I think it already is."
The Associated Press reports Trump's speech included allegations that either contradicted or were not confirmed by the news agency. Again and again, in the face of the investigation, Trump has tried to delegitimize law enforcement officials and portray himself and his supporters as victims, even when he's accused of serious crimes. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ted Kaczynski, the Harvard-educated mathematician known as the Unabomber, has died in federal prison at the age of 81. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Bureau of Prison says Ted Kaczynski was found dead around 8 a.m. Saturday in his cell at a federal prison medical facility in North Carolina. He'd been moved there after spending two decades in a Colorado supermax. Kaczynski was serving life for a bombing campaign from 1978 until 1995 that targeted scientists. He pleaded guilty to setting 16 explosives that killed three people and injured 23 others. Kaczynski was caught after his brother turned him in. He recognized him when the Washington Post and the New York Times published his manifesto. I'm Julie Walker.
You will find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.